winner or loser tonight?
That's hard to say because both candidates are appealing to their constituencies and they're appealing to their true core values. I think, you know, Kathy Hochul came across as very sensitive, very understanding of the issues, and, you know, appreciative of being a congresswoman, representing her people in Washington. And she appealed to those issues that she thought would attract independent voters to her. Her positions on education, on urban development, on some of the energy issues, on ending the war. I thought she appealed to independents who, quite frankly, may be inclined to support those positions.
Those 6% that are undecided, did this make a difference? Did this style make a difference? Did anything make a difference in their, what they could decide?
I think in these debates you have to be real and you have to portray yourself as somebody who, you know, is understanding of the public and their needs and their concerns. And I thought she came across as very genuine in that regard. And the only reason why that she's making this race close, and I don't mean the only reason, but this race is close despite the 7-1 Republican advantage and affiliation, is that Kathy Hochul is a regular person. People like her. She can relate to a farmer and then go to a construction worker or a police officer or a business person. She has the skills and I think that the experiences to ingratiate herself to all types of constituents. I'm not saying Collins doesn't, but she comes across as very real and very genuine, and people like her. So she's trying to take advantage of that and build on that, and she did a very good job of that this evening.
It was a very close debate in what is a very close election and will be a close election right up to election night. But I think Chris Collins did a very good job tonight in planting certain seeds that will come back on election night, and that is, this is a conservative district, very conservative district, a very pro-Romney, anti-Obama, very anti-Obamacare, and I mean, he made a good connections with his, what he called core values, being conservative core values, and he hit all the buzzwords on education, on energy, on taxes, on job creation, and so I think that could come back to help him a lot in a couple of weeks.
What does he need to do in this final stretch, especially with those 6% undecided? How can he swing them toward his favor?
Well, I think the race is going to be won in a couple of areas. Independence is critical, and that's who he was speaking to tonight. Seniors are critical, and I don't know how to judge that right now. I think they both scored good punches on seniors, you know, but he certainly made the point tonight about Medicare being cut by $716 billion under Obamacare and how it had to be repealed. He hit that over and over and over again, saying there's only one candidate in this debate who voted to cut Medicare, and it wasn't me. So I think the senior vote is going to be important, and I think the independent vote is going to be very important, and that's who he had to speak to, both groups tonight.
What does she need to do now in this last stretch?
Well, she's a phenomenal campaigner. She's a grassroots advocate, and she'll be working the farms to the businesses to the streets of whether it's Wyoming County or Batavia or Buffalo or Niagara Falls. She'll be in the streets the next several weeks and making sure that she brings her message home but also brings her vote home.
Because this poll is neck and neck, is that what we're going to see on election night?
I think that this district is a very pro-Republican and pro-conservative district by its nature, by its culture, by its history. And I think as people go into that booth, and I believe they're going to vote for Mitt Romney. I don't believe the president is going to win that congressional district. I think that's where people begin to say, all right, here's what I want in the White House. What do I want in the Congress? And that's where I think their natural conservatism comes home. And that's what I think the Collins campaign is banking on, and that's why he hit on the themes he hit on tonight, to make sure that when they begin to think about that connection, they make it in his favor.
Carl, thank you.
Thank you.